from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, baseball isn't boring. And you know what else isn't boring? Betting isn't boring.
Hell no.
Let's go. All right, betting isn't boring. It's a new era. Very, very exciting, Pap. Jonathan Papelbon. They're going to be at this time in, I'm going to say, I'll give it 2 months. All right, 2 months. This time in 2 months, you are going to be the one throwing the, you know how Gronk did the kick of destiny at the Super Bowl for FanDuel? Yeah. The pitch of destiny. Jonathan Papelbon.
Let's do it, baby.
We love FanDuel. We love
90+, at least 90+. Hey, I'm back in the gym, baby. You know, you see, I'm getting ready.
Yeah, really? After the surgery, after the first pitch?
Yeah.
Really? Can you throw a baseball?
Oh shit! Yeah, man. Come on.
All right. Okay.
I'll be on my deathbed, be able to throw a baseball, Rob.
This is what we're gonna do. First over under the season when the season begins. Over under on your velocity throwing a baseball?
90. I mean, I'm 43 effing years old.
Okay. So 90.
90.
Okay. On March 20, I mean, March 27th, like 90.
When I was doing a little, you know, we'll call it an internship with Nestin, that's what I bet Ricey, Jim Rice, you know. And I don't know if you saw that episode, but I came back on the show and we made it rain, you know. So. Yeah,
I did. And I also know the behind the scenes of the radar gun. So
things what?
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe.
Are you insinuating that, you know, Vegas might have their hands in something here?
Maybe. But all I'm saying is this: when we do it on March 27th, the day before opening day, the pitch of destiny, sponsored by FanDuel, 90 is the mark.
Well, right? I'm already in the gym, thinking about juicing here shortly. So, you know, I mean, am I allowed to do that?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not getting tested.
You're not. You're right.
I get jacked up, ready to go however I want.
No, baseball's isn't boring, and neither is PEDs.
It is not boring, folks.
All right. So we got to get right to it, Pat.
Let's do it.
Football's in the rear view. You lose any money on the Super Bowl?
No, actually, man, I crushed the Super Bowl. Super Bowl went great. Didn't take anything. I took some prop bets, though. Big prop bet on the Super Bowl. Of course, I went tails never fails. Bam. Nailed it right out the gate. So I knew it was going to be a good night. I went Goddard and his over. Nailed that. And I actually went with no Gatorade.
Ooh.
On the coach, and I was plus 1800. It was Rob.
Whoa!
And so I was like, I'm in. I see Andy Reid, and I'm like, I see a little bit of something. Maybe.
Yeah.
I was like, Did they get him? So finally, it came through. It was purple, which I think purple was plus 1200. So.
So close. Sounds like you had a good day, man. Sounds like we had a good day.
It was good, man.
Yeah.
But on to baseball now,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just turn the page to baseball. So there's a lot we can get to, and we'll get to that over the course, plenty of time over the course of spring training to get to things. But we're just going to get down to brass tacks. Division winners. All right. I got the FanDuel favorites right here. I don't have the odds, but I have the favorites, which is good enough.
Okay. And
so we're going to start with the American League Central, just because that's at the top. You go to FanDuel.com. That's at the top of the list. Okay. This is what we got. We got the Guardians. I'm going to put them in order. Guardians, White Sox, okay. Twins, Tigers, Royals.
Guardians,
White Sox, Twins, Tigers, Royals.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, I like to look at these, I go from bottom to the top.
Yeah.
So I don't look at these from the best to the bottom. I know one thing, Tigers are going to be bottom of the barrel there.
Okay.
And I don't know if run lines and total runs for the years have all come out yet. But, you know, for me, I'm going to take my money and put it on the White Sox.
That's a good one. I like that.
This division. Yeah. So you tend to agree with me?
I do, because I think that they would have won 10 more games with a different manager. Was it last year? I think that they've, you know, Abreu's gone, but I still like sort of they have a very talented team. And I like the new manager. I like Pedro Grifol because he came on our podcast.
Last year, the biggest disappointment in baseball to me was Tony La Russa.
Yeah. Okay? And I like Tony.
I like him. Yeah. But it was a huge disappointment. I was on an all-star team with him. He was a great manager. He said, Pat, you're closing it out. Well, you know, let's do it. But, I mean, to me, when you go from a manager – and the ups and downs that they had and the decision making to me just wasn't effective. It wasn't quick. And there was multiple games you mentioned earlier that they just flat out lost because of that.
Well, it's energy. Like, that's the one thing. And Pedro Grifol came on here and just said, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, there wasn't good energy.
And that's why I like the White Sox this year, is because – in this division, yeah, you got the Guardians and you got Tito and look, you know, Tito's a certified pro and he'll have his teams ready. Hall of Famer that will have his teams ready. There is no question about it. Okay. Yep. But when you look at, you know, this division, I say who has the most upside. And I look at who has the most upside and who has the most downside. To me, the Tigers have the most downside. So throughout the course of the season, I'm going to be looking at them to obviously go against them and to not take some of these covers. But the White Sox, man, they might be a team that you ride for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, if you can pick a team that you don't have to pick the favorite, so you can make a little bit of money, right?
It's not a value bet there, Rob.
That's a value bet.
Yes. So I'm going for the value bet right here with the White Sox. And, you know, I think that this manager situation, when you get players in that clubhouse and they have a new fresh start, man, I look at that first month for the White Sox and pay attention to them the first month, because they're going to come out like gangbangers, man.
Yep.
New coach, new attitude, new spring training, and it makes a big difference.
Yep, and they can set the tone. Astros right out of the gate in Houston, ring ceremony day. So there you go. Set the tone, White Sox. All right.
Can I get a little tidbit on that there, Rob?
What do you want?
Okay. I'm going to put this on the table right now here, Rob, because you got opening day. Astros are feeling themselves and, you know, they got to get our rings and they're worried about 20 different other things on opening day.
Okay. I like it.
White Sox are going to stroll in the Minute Maid. Like, oh, these are the same White Sox as last year. Nope. It's going to be a big eye-opening game that first game.
I like it. The first official single game bet of the year is going to be that. Oh, excellent.
I didn't know if we were doing that.
No, but we got a long time to go. but it's good to set the tone for that. It's good. All right.
That's why I got my spears out today. I'm in the bunker today, Rob.
Yeah, you are.
I'm throwing darts. I mean, that's a dart, and I'm just throwing them, baby.
All right. Well, this one's a little tougher, okay? So the AL East. So here you go. And so this is like you legitimately have – you know, you could make a case for any of these teams. I'm going to be honest with you. Any of these teams. But this is what FanDuel has them in order. Yankees, Blue Jays, Rays, Orioles, Red Sox. Red Sox last. Last time the Red Sox enter a season behind the Orioles. Never. So, never.
Yeah. This is a tough one for me, you know, obviously with me going to Nesson and everything, I'm going to be pumping the Red Sox.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay. I want you to mention every team but the Red Sox. All right. We'll take the Red Sox out of the equation.
Okay.
So Yankees, Blue Jays, Rays, Orioles, what do you got?
Okay. So to me, let's just look at it real quick. You look at the Yankees, man, and I hate to say it. You can look at all of the other Verlanders and all these other big deals that happened this offseason. The biggest thing that happened this offseason that will affect the most is the Yankees got their guy back, okay? Ooh. The Yankees got Aaron Judge back, and – that is going to be able to keep the Yankees in it and say, we're not going anywhere, okay? Now, if they don't sign Aaron Judge and they go get a new guy, I bring them way down, okay? But you have to have stabilities in these clubhouses. You have to have stability in lineups. Aaron Judge is the biggest and most stable Major League Baseball that I've seen in a long time player. I mean, this guy is – contract year hitting 50, 60 home runs. I mean, to me, that is, as no heartbeat is as good as it gets. And, I look for the Yankees to come out again hot. I think last year they were already giving the Yankees the World Series after the first month, right?
Yeah. Well,
I look for the same.
And you know what? Yeah. They added someone else, Carlos Rodon. I mean,
yeah,
that's a pretty good pitcher. I mean, so
great point, Rob.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I'm paid the big bucks. All right, so you're just gonna go with a favorite there, the Yankees over the Blue Jays, Rays, and Orioles.
Yeah, no, I'm not going with the Yankees.
No, okay.
I'm just going through like what they did, right? Blue Jays next.
Yeah.
What have they done? What have they done this offseason?
They traded for a really good relief pitcher.
Okay.
And what else did they do?
Nothing.
They got Chris Bassett.
Who? Let me tell you something, man. If you're the Blue Jays and you go out and say, I'm going to sign Chris Bassett, 4 ERA, yeah, he won games and all that last year. You need a bona fide number one, dude. You need help in the bullpen. Dude, your lineup's putting up almost 6 runs a game last year. So, look, man, like, go get some damn pitching. Don't just sign one start pitcher. You need bullpen help. Gausman's the real deal. I give you that in the back end. But before Gausman, you have nothing. And when you get towards the end of a season and you get into postseason, if you don't have nothing, you better go get something. If you don't, which they didn't last year, which tells me they're not going to do it again this year, done, man. So I'm actually putting the Blue Jays
behind
the Orioles.
Oh,
in front of the Red Sox.
Wow.
I'm not supposed to talk about Red Sox.
You know, the team that shall not be named. So are you going to pick the Rays over the Orioles? This is the big question.
The Rays are my value bet in this.
Oh, season. Rays. The Rays are the pick.
The Rays are my pick in this division, yes.
We don't know how they do it. They just do it.
Well, I'll tell you how they do it. They have pitchers that throw strikes. They don't walk anybody. They've got a great pitching coach in Kyle Schneider, and they've got a manager who has been there for a long time. He runs a system very well with the front office there in Kevin Cash. And, I mean, you call it what it is, a suck-up or whatever he just does, but he still has his decisions, and he makes his decisions. He may be only like a lesser part of that decision-making than most managers in that front office. But, look, at the end of the day, he's got a squad. He's got pitchers, and it never fails, man. It just seems like they grow right-handed pitchers that throw 99.
And I tell you what, go to the MLB pipeline. They got some more coming. It's crazy.
They're like growing them on trees. And so to me, anytime you have that kind of system and the arms, and you can always pull up a guy here and there. And so it makes your stretch run allowed to go longer into the season because you got more firepower.
Yep. I like it. So we got the White Sox as a value bet in the Central. We got the Rays as a value bet in the East. Now we go to the West. So here you go, Pat. Astros, Mariners, Rangers, Angels, Athletics.
No value in this one. No value.
Just flat out.
Flat out Astros.
Okay.
The Astros are right now, they're the bully on the block. Okay. Right now, they're kicking your ass and taking your lunch money.
Except on opening day.
Except on opening day. I mean, for a whole, that's what they've been doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're the bully on the block. And to me, you've got the whole Julio, the J-Rod deal in Seattle. And I love that. I think you need, that youth and that next MLB face to come.
Yeah, I love it. I told Pap, I said, if I'm going to start with one player, a team, you give me one player, I'm picking him. Julio Rodriguez. Yeah.
I love him. I do too. Have you had much interaction with him?
I mean, just a little bit at the All-Star game. Yeah. Seems like a good guy. But I think he's
in a system and in a team. It's just like you take a Trout and a J-Rod. You put these guys in the right system and you put the pieces around them, great things start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that they didn't do that with Trout in L.A., and we've all seen what has happened. They've wasted years of championships, in my opinion, with this guy.
Well, now they're going to lose Ohtani. So.
So.
So I picked a great situation.
I picked Pat.
I've been sort of saying the Rangers are spending all this money. At some point, it has to click, right? So you got DeGrom there, you got Evaldi there now. After you spend all the money on Simeon and Seager last year, and I know that they still have holes, but
they have a lot of holes still.
That's my value pick. I like that value pick.
I think because if they fill those holes that you're talking about, Rob,
yeah,
they make a run.
Yep.
Okay. But to me, and this is what I used to tell Pedroia all the time. Okay. You pay to win the game. Okay. You pay to win. Now, that's what they're doing, right? They're paying to win games, but you don't pay to win championships. To win championships, you got to have the right coach, you got to have the right environment, and you got to have the right players that all are in. As a one seam, let's go do this, right? You can't have one pulling on the chain. So, for me, I don't see it with the Rangers.
I got a question. When you told that to Pedroia, what did he say?
Oh, I think he said something like, they need to pay me or something like that. Like, if they want to win, they need to pay me more, So.
All right, let's keep it moving here. NL Central. This is a weird division.
Yeah.
Bizarre. So we got the Cardinals, the Brewers, the Cubs. Obviously, they got Dansby Swanson, a few other guys. You got Bellinger there. You get the Pirates, and you got the Reds. Are you just no value bet there, Pap?
This is just one where I stay away, and when it comes down to, taking some of these games and then this early in the season, Rob. It's just as important to stay away from the teams and stay away from the games that either with your research you like or don't like. I think a lot of people get to the point where they're like, oh, man, like I'm just going to throw this down. But no, like there's a lot of things you got to stay away from in baseball. I think this division's one of them.
Yeah.
So, I like the Cubs. But, man, lately the Cubs have been hard to bet with. So when you're betting and you're going through a baseball season, You want to be just like a manager. So I want to know, like, what nine guys, okay, can I count on at least this from this guy and this from that guy? So when you bet, you say, okay, can I at least count on them showing up today and putting at least five across the home plate today?
Yep.
Or, you know, you're not going to know that with any of these teams in this division because, number one, a lot of them are going to have minor league players playing for them this year. So yeah. You can't bet on teams with these minor league guys trying to make – you got to go with what is proven and proven big league players. And so I try to stay away from them, but if I had to, I would say Cubs.
All right, Cubs. It's a little bit of a value pick there. They're number three.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but you don't feel great about it.
I don't feel great about it, no.
All right, here comes one. Oh, my goodness. Here comes one. The NL East. Here you go. The Mets, the Braves, the Phillies, the Marlins, the Nationals. Ooh, ooh.
This is ooh. The AL East of old, baby.
It is. Top heavy.
We have flipped, okay? We have flipped from the AL East being the monsters of baseball. This is the monster division of baseball. I look at this as the Mets are doing everything, and they're paying to win. They're paying to win, right? I get it, but
– but you know who else is? The Phillies.
Everybody else, yes.
Everybody else.
Yes.
And the Braves in their own way, they're just paying guys extensions. So everyone's paying to win.
Which are smart, and they're sticking within their protocol of how they're going to do it, right? And how they're going to grow, build, and become a championship team again. But damn, I love the Phillies, baby. I do, man. And I said this when I was playing with them. I said, damn, man, if we could just start spending some damn money, man. So I like it, and not only for that, but number two, I'm going to tell you, man, Schwarb, Harp, these guys are hungry.
Yeah.
Okay. Harper has become 10 times the player he is that when I played with him, 10 times the leader. And he's got another guy, Schwarber, with him to help carry that load. And I think that is huge. Just like, you know, David helped carry the load with Manny. You need that. Man, don't let them go get a big name pitcher at the trade deadline.
Oh, and you know they will.
Yeah.
You know he doesn't care.
Yeah. I love this new owner, man. Yeah.
It's a combination, though. It's not only Middleton, it's that you have the GM who's not afraid to spend the money.
Yes.
You know? So
that's – when I say I love this new owner, so Middleton was there, but he was also in it with a lot of other guys. He bought them out, you know?
Yeah.
And now he can make the full-on decisions without the other group.
Yeah. So, Philly's value pick.
Yeah.
Because they're number three right now. They're number three.
Yes, that's why. Not only do I like them, but I can get more value with them and know that, okay, the owner, the coach. Man, I love the new coach too. Thompson?
Yeah.
He's a player's coach.
Yeah.
So with all these little outside things being said, dude, don't let them go get a pitcher at the trade deadline if they're in. And that – they're hungry. And so, with this being said, you get what FanDuel is saying as the third. They're ranking them as third now.
Yeah, third in the division. So, yeah. Thank you.
Baby.
Yeah, thanks for the money.
Thank you. Thanks, FanDuel. We love you.
So listen, we got one more division to go, but my heart rate is already like sky high because it's getting me ready to run down. Bet on fit. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to win some money. So last division, which is the spiciest, right? The NL East might be better because of the top three. Now, if Correa landed with the Giants, it might be different, but he didn't. So now you have in this division, and this is controversial. Dodgers still number one here. Padres number two. Giants number three. Diamondbacks, Rockies.
Okay. To me, you look at this division and you say there's two teams at the top of this, right? everybody else has fallen by the wayside in this division because of either not wanting to spend money or a Correa deal going through, not being able to finalize things, or sticking to their so-called philosophies and not paying players. Okay. To me, you got the Dodgers and the Padres literally in a title fight.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
Like, I love it, dude. Like, this is what baseball is about.
Two hours away, by the way. 2 hours away.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, you want to go get him? Okay, I'm going to go get this guy. We're going to punch right back, right? And so that's what makes it interesting to me, and that's what I love. And with that being said, I'm going with the Padres.
Yeah.
Well, going with the Padres, man, because I don't know. Their GM showed me something last year when he said, I don't need anybody else. Who are you talking about? The guy was just on the cover of, what, 2K?
Yeah.
And to me, when you have a GM that's like that, he doesn't care. All he cares about is winning. And well, if you are on board to win, and yeah. if you are on board to mature up and be a part of this equation, we don't need you. Yeah. So what does that tell everybody else in that clubhouse?
Yeah.
So they're in it to win it, and that's the way I look at it.
And you know what? They just did it again. Michael Wacha, a good pitcher.
Yeah.
A good pitcher. So there you go.
That's where you come into play. That's what I like, Rob. You bring in the things that people don't think about. And the guys that might make a big difference, but people don't think they make a difference. See, that's where me and you are going.
That's
we're
right.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah, we're gonna win. We're going next level. All right, what we needed one prop bet. Here's a prop bet, which we won't get. We won't have a definition for it, but it'll lead to a good conversation. What percentage of players heading into pitchers and catchers start some places today? What percentage of players say they are in the best shape of their lives?
I know Kurt Schilling ain't one of them. Nah, I love you, Kurt. It just blew my mind how out of shape he come in spring training. But by the time that season started, baby, he was ready.
Like you put on the rubber suit and you run around Florida a little bit. There you go. That's all it takes. But you know what I'm saying, Pat? This is best shape of your life season. Like, I mean, if you had to go through, if in your day, right, back, you have 25 guys. You go through 25 guys. You go around. If I, as a reporter, went around and say, are you in the best shape of your life? How many would say yes?
Unless you're a dumbass, you would say no. But look, here's the thing. The game's changed a lot from when I played. So guys showed up to spring training to get in shape. And then like a year or two into that, I was like, oh, God, everybody's now showing up in shape for spring training. The percentage of players that are going to say they're in shape and the best shape of their life and, oh, I'm ready, got to be 90 plus.
I knew it.
The ones that actually are, it's got to be like 30 or 40%.
Thank you. There you go. We've set the line. 90% saying 30%, maybe 35% are actually. Who came in, and you remember, who came in, not the worst shape, but like in too good a shape? Like, you're like, dude, it's a long season.
Ellsbury, every year, man, and you should drive me crazy. I'm like, dude, we got 162 of these and another 30 in spring training. And I'm like, you're out there freaking running like 4.240s, like suave mente, bro. Like, and I used to be like, man, like you don't have to, you know, prove anything. Everybody knows you're in shape, but the players and the trainers that understand the grind and understand how to stay healthy are the ones that win championships. There's no question about it, and that's why so much money and so much attention is being spent on it now, whereas, run laps, it used to be.
Oh, I used to go see those guys at Athletes Performance,
Yeah, API, yeah.
Yeah, API. So it's It's listen, I'm so glad you said that, because that's what I said. It's best shape of your life season. And 90% absolutely you're gonna say I'm the best shape of my life. But let's get real.
Yeah, I mean, even if they're not, because guess what? If it goes out that they're not in shape, or you know, they prove to not be in shape, I mean,
oh, remember a picture of Beckett in spring training?
Oh yeah.
Like, it's dude, like, don't worry about it. He throws a baseball.
He's pregnant.
Yeah. It'll all be good. All right, man. Well, listen, thank you for making us all money once again.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
It's going to be a fun ride. And most importantly, what we've set on March 27th, there's two things that are going to happen. The pinch of destiny, you're going to have to throw 90. 90? Like, so are we saying, what's the over under? 80, 89 and a half?
88.9.
Okay, 88.9.
I'm sorry. 89.9.
89.9. Okay, yeah. 89.9 is the over-under. And right now, while you can, if you want some action on day one of the MLB season, White Sox against Astros.
White Sox against Astros on opening day. You could go back and look it up. I think that it's close to 70% hitting on the underdog or the visiting team on days that the championship team gets their rings.
Awesome. See, that's your next level.
There you go.
All right, man.
All right, Rob. I enjoyed it, brother.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.